Tell everyone we are starting the actual halachas of Siman Dal. Last time we started with the introduction, with the big machlokas between the Rush and the Rashi, but all the different makoros that we had regarding what is the chiyuv of netilas yadayim, the different types of netilas yadayim. Okay, so Sif Aleph over here is going to go back to that Gemara and Brachos that we mentioned last time, which really is the machlokas between the Rush and the Rashi based on that Gemara, and this is the makor of netilas yadayim with the Brach. Says the Mechaber, like we read last time, Sif Aleph, Yirchatz Yadav, Yivarech Alam Netilas Yadayim, you wash your hands, and you make a Netilas Yadayim. In addition to all the other things that we said last time, the Gemara, and the Kabbalah, v'chule, the Chaznish points it out, and he's the Geras, the Chaznish, Simen Dalid, that there is not only the halachic aspect of Netilas Yadayim, there's also a big Indian of Skula of Netilas Yadayim. That's why we're very, very makbid on Netilas Yadayim. You'll see some are makbid immediately when a baby is born, they'll do Netilas Yadayim on the young child, and it's something that very people are very, very concerned about to make sure that to get off Ruach Ra and all the other Indianim of Netilas Yadayim. That is, as we said last time, the machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba of why this Netilas Yadayim. Once again, to go back to yesterday, according to the Rush, the Iker Inyan is because we're about to daven. Your hands are a skonio sign. They probably touch something dirty in the middle of the night, and therefore you have to wash your hands with a bracha. And as we said, in a chanami, the Rush would agree, mincha marav, the same thing. If your hands are dirty, you wash your hands before mincha marav, would also require a bracha. The Rashba says, no, this is an Indian only in the morning, because Chadashim Livkarim, Rabba Unasacha, the Pasuk says, we're like the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, that is at the start of the new day, where Abriya Chadash, and they wash their hands of the cure before their Avodah, so too Chazal, we're mataking that we should be like the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, before our Avodah, we wash our hands with a brach. And as we said, we pass in Allah Chalamaisa, that we are machler for Boshitas, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out in Sif Katan Aleph. He also pointed out, because of the Rush, actually, even the Rashbo would agree this. If you wait till after Tefillah and you forgot to make your Netilas Yadayim, you would not be allowed to make your Netilas Yadayim anymore. That would be both according to the Rush and the Rashbo. Now let's get right into one of probably the most important nafkamina between the Rush and the Rashbo, and something that really needs to be a very good understanding to what we do in the morning. When do we make the Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Okay, so it goes like this. L'chor, according to the Rush, the best time to make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is as close to tefillah as possible. Dahainu, I'll even go as far as to say, if you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands 3-4 times, you get off the ruach, right? You wash your hands already, and you make the Netilas Yadayim then. But what happens after that? You get dressed and you touch on your thigh, and you might go to the bathroom after that again. So at that point, it would be a bracha levatala according to the Rush, because you made a Netilas Yadayim, but you weren't ready yet to daven. The whole point is washing your hands, being prepared to daven, and you weren't prepared to daven yet. So if you make your Netilas Yadayim right away according to the Rush, you would not be yotzei. Not only that, it would be l'chora a bracha levatala. However, the problem is, and this is the difficulty with this halacha, according to the Rashba, that was the best time to make the bracha, because you just woke up and you're supposed to start your avodah right at the beginning of the day. That's the time to make the bracha. And therefore, that becomes a big machlokas. If we're ba machmer for boshitas, they have this problem. If you make it right away, you have a problem according to the Rush. If you wait till later on when you're ready to daven, that lechora may be a problem according to the Rashba, because you were supposed to make it right away. How are you making a bracha much later on? So this becomes here, and this is what the Beralacha over here in Sif Aleph, in Dibar Masl Vafil Lo Asa Tzrachav, he has a discussion over here when you should make the bracha, and it becomes a machlokas in the Achroni. The Chaye Adam Paskins, Bikaron, you should do more like the Rush's side, and therefore, the last time you're going to wash your hands, right before davening, that's when you make the bracha, meaning after you've gotten dressed, after you've already gone to the bathroom, only then will be your hands will be clean to daven, only then you can make another Netilas Yadayim, and make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. The Shari Tshuva and Simon Vav, he Paskins, Bikaron like the Rashba, and he says, go ahead and make the bracha right away, don't worry about it. So what do we do, Lamaisa? So the Beralach over here, he says over here about 7 lines, Amafilo Atzer of Trachav. Umashamina Chai Otto Nemishu Kamzan Harbe Kodamatvila. Someone who wakes up well before Davna, Fili Hito Meiraglain. Even if he's already gone to the bathroom. Is that Kvar Nikar B'Shem Asiyas Trachim Yikom Mokom? Keva Nimistomach Shiagia Baboker Zman Tvila. Yelech Obeisa Kisil Nakal Tzatzel B'Stami might go to the bathroom again. Or for them at all, add, touches any Dvarim Mechusim. Yamtin atame birkas al tiyas adayim ad a bokash kishinaka atma konon tvili. He should wait till he washes himself before davening. Let's say das harosh the tvili di karanikan bishil ha tvila. Okay, that's Iker is made for tvila. About 8 lines down, he says, "Mistimus lashon hashari tshuva b'simin vav sivkanei mashad hein sover chayadim." He doesn't hold like the chayadim. He'll take of achar atzias atzrachim mevarich al netilas yadayim v'asher yotz. You should do it right away. When you wake up in the morning with asher yotz, you make al netilas yadayim. However, halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah does have different shonos in different places. We'll see in Siman Vav, he's going to end up saying, basically, you can choose whichever one you want. But it seems to be the Iker Shita is that he paskins like the Chai Adam. Because 3 lines after that in the Be'er Halacha, he brings down, Achar kach matzati b'sefer maisa rav of the Gra. That the Gra passes the Chai Adam shekater sheish lismach berchas al atiyas adayim litvila. Okay, and therefore he says to make the atiyas adayim kodem litvila, and they sumach on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, according to the Rashba, even if you make the bracha later on before davening, it's okay. When you make the bracha, it's like it's going on the first netila. So it could be even according to the Rashba, it's okay b'diavad you made the bracha later on. Therefore, we're going to take on Lemaisa, according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, the Iker is to go like the Chayi Adam, and therefore what one should do Lemaisa is when he wakes up in the morning, he's going to wash and feel sedai because he got to get off the Ruach Ra. 3-4 times, we'll get to later on, he has to do that. Then he goes to the bathroom and he should get dressed. When he comes to Shul, if he wanted to do it, if he's still in his house or a dormitory, but he's not going to get his hands dirty, it would be okay to wash his hands again. Or more so, if he goes to sketch the show, you have the naplan there, you go ahead and take the tefillas yadayim cup, you wash even only one time now. You don't have to get ruach ra. Ruach ra is not in your hands. You just have to cleanse yourself for davening. One time on each hand is going to be good enough. And at that point, he goes ahead and makes your tefillas yadayim. Okay? You want to make other brachas when you wake up. That's going to be fine. You can say Berachas HaTorah, you can say Berachas HaTorah. Netilas Yadayim has to be Samach Letfila. Wait to make your Netilas Yadayim Samach Letfila. Okay, Samach Letfila when you're ready to go ahead and daven. That is going to be the Lamaisa Psak, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah himself says over here in Sivkot and Daud. Says over in Sivkot and Daud, right at the end, 3 lines from the end. V'achai Adam Kotov. D'nachol Nahatim L'varach Al Netilas Yadayim Ad L'achar Sheminaka Atzal Rotsa Lid Palo. Ayin Sham Tamah. Okay, so you see over here, that is Achar Kach Matzati B'Sefer Masi Rav Shekein Hayanoig Agra. That is how the Gra is, and he sends you to this Be'er Halacha, which discusses, like we've said all along. Okay, so that is going to be Lemaisa over here. As I said later on, Siman Vav, he's going to say, if you want to do like the Shari Tshuva, you see people doing like the Shari Tshuva, it's hard to say they're doing something wrong. There's so many other things, but better to follow the opinion of the Chai Adam. Once again, you wash your hands in the morning, Kiragil, to get off the Ruach Ra, now you've Mekayim that did. Then, when you're ready to daven, you go ahead and wash again, and you make your al netilas yadayim. So that is one big nafkamin between the Rosh and the Rashba. We see over here coming out lemaisav from our din over here. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkatan Beis, when you wash your hands, at what point do you make the bracha? Before drying your hands, after drying your hands, says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Beis, v'yavarech, he says, miyad achar netila yavarech, vein tzarech le'amtin al anigov. Right away, after washing your hands, you should make the bracha. And you don't have to wait till you dry your hands. You don't have to. V'gam, hanigav ein ma'akev. And other, anyways, the nigov is not ma'akev, your netilas yadayim. It doesn't ruin your mitzvah. There are those who are machmir first to dry your hands, then to go out and make the bracha. By the way, that's not like lechem. By lechem, everyone agrees you have to make the bracha before drying your hands. Okay, over here, there's some opinions say that's fine also, and there's a pin that's miyesh machmir and says, no, dafka, only after you dry your hands, then you've gotten off all the tumah and all the ruach ra and everything you have to get off, then you go ahead and make your bracha. However, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says then, aval dasa poskim eino kein, right before it says Artzos Achaim, which Artzos Achaim is his parish on the Shulchan, the Malbim's parish on the Shulchan Aruch. You don't hear it that often, Artzos Achaim quoted, because he only has the first few simanim, he only has, okay, the first number of simanim in Shulchan Aruch as a parish. So the beginning of Mishnah Berurah, you'll see the Artzos Achaim quoted all the time, but then it's just going to stop. Okay, because he didn't have a parish after that. So the Malbim says, the Dasa Poskim Eino Kein, therefore you want to make the bracha before drying your hands. After drying your hands, either one is going to be totally fine. Moving on, says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim Gam Asher Yatzer. Say you should say also now Asher Yatzer, V'afilu Lo Asa Tzrachav, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. Even when you wake up in the morning, you didn't go to the bathroom, says the Ramah, you could still say Asher Yatzer now. This would be the one Yotzei Min HaKlal, because you still have to give Odah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we're giving one big Odah on our Yetziras HaGuf and our function of the body, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. As the Ramah says, V'cheinagu, that is the minag to say Asher Yatzer in the morning, even if you didn't go to the bathroom. However, the Shari Tshuva does bring down a different opinion in Siv Katan Beis in the Shari Tshuva all the way at the bottom, top of page 16. This is the Berke Yosef Simon Vav Katav Dim Lo Asat Shrachav Aboker Lo Yivarech Asher Yatzar Dim Asat Shrachav Vavarz Mamash Lo Beirech Shuv Lo Yivarech. No, you have to go to the bathroom, says the Berke Yosef, in order to make the bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Siv Katan Dalet, Va'arotzali Stalik Min HaSavi, he doesn't say what the Savik is, because the Ramah passes the Kula. But Lechora, he imagines that we saw the Shari Tshuva, and there's other opinions. Therefore, if one wants to get out of the Suffolk, Yizayir Lasot Srachov Techar Achashir Mayimayodav Gimel Pa'amim, after you've washed Nagel Vas in the morning, make sure you go to the bathroom in order that Lekuli Alma, you have to say Asher Yatzar. So if one could, even if he could only do a few drops, that would be fine, that would get you out of the Suffolk, and therefore one should try and go to the bathroom in the morning if he cannot. Or if he doesn't, he still could rely, we could rely on the Ramah, even though it is somewhat of a Suffolk, the Ramah passing the cool, and therefore we are knowing to yes, make the bracha, even if you do not go to the bathroom. Okay, so that's the Ramah in terms of Asher Yat. Then the Mechaber, let's finish off Sifat. Ma'ima psulim l'ntilas yadayim l'suda. So we have in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, you have a whole list of different things that are going to pass the water from Netilas Yadayim. You can't use certain water for Netilas Yadayim. Some examples are, if it's not Roy Lachilas Kalif, okay, you can't, a Kalif wouldn't drink such water, you can't use it for Netilas Yadayim for Lechem. To wash for a bride, you'll not be able to use that. So too, if you use the water for Malach, let's say, I don't know, they talk about the cases where, I don't know, they have water next to a smith, use it to cool down his metal utensils that he's using, okay, he dipped in the water, he's used that water from Malacha, that water also cannot be. That's puzzle for Netilas Yadayim. There's other examples also of things that are puzzle for Netilas Yadayim Lesuda. Nevertheless, Mechaber says over Mayim Absulim Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Kshayrim Netilas Yadayim Letfila. And Ramal pointed out, it's Tzimin Kuf Samich. Nevertheless, they're kosher for Netilas Yadayim for Tefila. For Tefila, these waters, even though it's not Roy Lachilas Kelev, even though it was done malacha to it, it is going to be mutter to use for tefillah. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Kuf Samach Sivkatan Kav Gimel, he says, Mayim Megulim, Mayim that's left out overnight. Okay, Mayim left out overnight, not even left out overnight, left out open for a while. Okay, if you know a little bit about the sugi, you're not supposed to leave water open according to Iker Din of the Gemara, because we're afraid snakes are going to come in and they're going to put their venom in the water. Okay, therefore we don't drink water in Mayim Megulim, and also there are those who are machmer not to use the Tilas Yadayim for Mayim Megulim. However, the Mechaber already passed on that nowadays, since we don't live really among snakes so much, you don't have to worry about this, so the sakana so much, and therefore most people are not makbid anymore on Mayim Megulim. Moreno, the reason I'm mentioning this is Moreno Rabbeinu Hanemetz is very makbid on Mayim Megulim, not only for drinking, but he's also makbid by Netilas Yadayim. He's not saying that you have to be makbid, but he himself is makbid. And that just explaining, if you've ever seen Moreno Rabbeinu Hanemetz after using the bathroom, goes out and washes his hands, what does he do with the Netilas Yadayim cup? Have you seen? He takes the Netilas Yadayim, he flips it over. He flips it over already. Why does he do? Why does he flip them over the Netilas Yadayim cup? So because if you see, when he first takes the Netilas Yadayim cup, he'll wash it out first and empty it out, because he's makbid on Mayim Megulim. He's afraid the water was left open, therefore it's Mayim Megulim. He doesn't want to use it for Netilas Yadayim. Afterwards he flips it over, because if he's makbid, why should he not do it for other people also? He flips over the cup so it will not be considered Mayim Megulim. That's the reason why he does it. It's not other reason that some people want a taina. That is the reason why Morin Rabbeinu Netzel does it. You do not have to be makbid on it. Nevertheless, going back to our din over here about Mayim Sulim, Kshayr and Lentilas Yadayim Lesuda. Afterwards, the Mechaber, though, says, Miu Yesh Misha Omer Delo Mevarech Alayu. There are those who say, you don't make a bracha on it. It's kosher, but we don't make a bracha on such water used from Lentilas Yadayim. There's three opinions, really, in the Rishonim and the Achron. The Ra'ah holds, seemingly, like the Psak of the Mechaber over here, he says, Mayim Sulim Lesuda, we do not make a bracha on them for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. The Levush says, even though we make a bracha, we just make a different bracha. You don't say Al Netilas Yadayim, you say Al Nikias Yadayim. Okay? And the third opinion is the Sheet of the Bach, the Bais Chodosh, the parish on the tour, says the Bach, Nope. He was even, not only did you make a bracha, you make the regular bracha of al netilas yadayim. Ra'a no bracha, levush al nikiyas yadayim, bach al netilas yadayim. I would have thought, if you just read the mechaber over here, it says, lo yivarech mevarech alayim, don't make a bracha at all. The Mishnah Berurah does not agree with that read. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Vav, wrote Salomar, no, lo yivarech al netilas yadayim. You don't make the regular al netilas yadayim, rak al nikiyas yadayim. You make al nikiyas yadayim when you use these mayim sulim. The Mishnah Berurah, though, in Sif Katan Zayin, says, L'maisa, we don't pass in like this mechaber anyways. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin, V'achroni michriu, D'yuchol levarich al netilas yadayim. You could even go ahead and make al netilas yadayim. So even if Yamayim Sulim, that would have been puzzle for Suda, Ashkenazim would still be summoned to say al netilas yadayim and al nekilas yadayim l'chora. According to Svardim, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Mechaber, they would say the bracha of al nekilas yadayim on cleansing your hand, not al netilas yadayim. Adkan for today.